This Saturday, the Cambridge University Botanic Garden will be holding its annual Festival of Flowers. Earlier today, Neil Whiteside visited the gardens to find out what's in store for visitors there.
Well, it's an absolutely beautiful spring morning and I've come down to the Cambridge University Botanic Garden. I'm here with Sally Pettit. Sally, hi.
Hello.
I guess you're hoping this weather holds till the weekend.
Definitely. It's a beautiful day and we'd love it to last, but obviously as gardeners, we would like a little bit of rain, but not on Saturday.
I guess so. Indeed, on Saturday then. So for the past few years now, about 6-7 years, you've been doing the Festival of Flowers. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right. It's something that we're very, very passionate about here at the garden is, you know, we are a garden that's open to the public. We're a collection of plants from all over the world. So we have about 8,000 plants represented here. And the Festival of Plants that we host annually is an opportunity for us to just say, wahey to our visitors, look at the wonderful things that plants do, look at the wonderful resource that they are, look at how they're used for research, and just celebrate everything planty.
Now, this is the thing, isn't it? This is, as you were telling me before we started, this is the resource for the university. This has a working purpose.
Yeah, the Botanic Garden was set up as a teaching resource for the university initially for medicinal plants, but it quickly became clear that plants were much more important in, you know, global science and research. So they adapted the use of the Botanic Garden. They changed the location of the Botanic Garden so that we have a 40-acre site now as opposed to the small city centre garden that was originally set up. And we do serve as a resource for the university. So researchers from you know, the Cambridge University, but also other research institutions can come in and just use the plants and resources that we have for research.
I was going to say, because biodiversity, these are the problems with dwindling populations of insects and things like that. It's all very much news headline stuff, sort of finally at last, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's much more out there on the agenda, which we're delighted about because, you know, for everybody that works here, we're all passionate about what we do. And it's just so nice that there's recognition, but it's almost alarmist as well. It's very, very sad that it's become, you know, high profile in lots of ways in such a negative way. But if we can do something to just say, look, this is a really valuable resource, plants are vital to everybody's existence, and we can promote that through Festival of Plants, but also every other day that we're open, then that's good for us.
So let's talk about Saturday. Lots of things lined up. Walk me through them.
We're going to have a whole host of events here in the garden. So on our main lawn, we'll have a very large marquee where scientists from the university and the Sainsbury Lab here in Cambridge will be talking about their research. So you can come and learn things about, you know, what algae is used for in a commercial way and how it might be used as an energy source. You can learn from our talking tents marquee what the first flower looks like, or perhaps why bananas don't have seeds, for example. You can also come and join the horticultural staff from the garden here and ask them challenging horticultural questions at our Ask the Gardener. You can come and meet a baby Titanarum. So our Titanarum flowered a couple of years ago.
Now, I remember that, and there was worldwide excitement about this. Let's quickly pick up on this. Talk us through it for those who missed the story.
We have one of the world's largest, or the largest, inflorescence in our collection, and it flowers very seldomly. And the last flowering was in 2017, and it took us slightly by surprise. We weren't expecting it. It's quite unpredictable. And so when it happened, there's great excitement. So it gets to about almost 2 metres in height. So it's a fantastic, really, really architectural flower. It's something that you couldn't, if you sat down to design a flower, that is not what you would come up with. And we were delighted because it posed lots of horticultural challenges. It is quite difficult to grow, but subsequent to the flowering, we then had the challenges of what do we do now? Can we pollinate it? It's not easily pollinated. It has special pollinators in the wild. It's something that if you've pollinated it, how can you grow the seed? And we have been really fortunate. Our skilled team of staff in the glasshouses have actually managed to pollinate the seed, and we've actually grown 180 young offspring from that one plant, which is
an enormous number. So suddenly everybody in the world knows where to come if they want some of those Titanarums.
It's something that, you know, as a botanic garden, we are, you know, we are a local resource here in the city. We're a resource for the university, but for the people of Cambridge and further afield. But we have close links with other botanic gardens throughout the world. And the botanic garden community is very interested in exchanging material. So this does give us an opportunity to share those plants with other botanic gardens throughout the world. And hopefully it's a great way of sharing knowledge about plants and interests to a whole other community out there.
Indeed, indeed. So the Titan arum is going to be, or the baby Titan arums are going to be one of the features on Saturday. What else?
We're going to have tours with various people, so members of the garden staff and our garden guides will be doing tours throughout the day. You can come and you can listen to music, you can visit plant sales stalls, so you can just really enjoy and indulge everything that we do and the work that we do here in the garden.
I mean, it is very much a feast for the eyes. On a day like today, there is no better place than to be sat as I am in the warm sunshine looking out over your beautifully manicured lawns, but also the beds, which have just, you know, that there's the usual stuff in there and there's also the rare stuff in there. So it's an opportunity for people to find out a little bit more about what's possibly growing in their own gardens and borders.
Definitely. I mean, I think the tours particularly will show a great diversity of plants. So there'll be a whole range of things. So our trainees will be doing canopy tours in the top of the glasshouses for a very short period before it gets too hot. But you can see, you can get a taste of really exotic plants that we won't be able to grow in our gardens here. But also, you know, actually an idea out in the garden of things that, you know, are maybe rarer, but also things that are much more common. So people will be talking about the bee borders, which are full of plants that we're all familiar with, and actually explaining how and why they attract bees as pollinators and the role of bees in society.
And am I right in thinking that you're doing one of the talks and tours yourself?
I am. I should be doing a live version of my weekly plant picks, which go on the website every week. And this year is a special twist. We're asking visitors to pick their own favourite plant from the garden as well, which is nigh on an impossibility. But they'll be able to tweet hashtag my fave plant at CUBG. So we'll really get an idea of what actually people get excited, you know, visitors get excited about while they're here.
And you know it's not going to be what you expect. It'll be that somebody says, oh, I just like the colour green on that leaf.
Yeah, but that's fine. We're you know, really interested to know, you know, how visitors see the garden and what inspires them. So that'll be great as well.
Excellent. Now, if people want tickets, is it just a case of queue on the day?
You can buy tickets in advance. More information is available on our website. So, yeah, check that out.
Okay, and when's it all running from and to?
The event opens at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning and runs through until 5 o'clock. The garden closes at 6 o'clock, so you can have a little bit of wander once everything's been packed up.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure the weather is going to hold for this, Sally. Thanks very much indeed. I guess busy times for all you staff getting ready for this, but good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to having everybody here and enjoying the day.
The fragrant Neil Whiteside reporting.